Section 4. Discussing VHL. Family members and VHL. Genetic disorders can affect families in significant ways. Since DNA is inherited and passed down through families, a genetic disorder can impact the health of many family members. A genetic diagnosis for one family member may mean other blood relatives are also at risk, even if they currently show no symptoms or have no apparent health problems. Genetic disorders also present emotional challenges and special reproductive considerations. Families may be concerned about the risk that additional children will inherit the condition, and worry about the decision to have a child undergo a genetic test for VHL. Given that genetic information affects family members, it is important to consider the family unit and the impact a genetic diagnosis can have on everyone. Family members who do not have the VHL mutation and are thus unaffected often feel guilty that loved ones have to deal with the manifestations of VHL while they do not. Unaffected siblings of children with VHL may feel neglected because their parents need to focus more time and attention on their siblings. The appropriate timing of this conversation is very personal and may vary significantly between individuals. When communicating information about VHL to adult family members, you may want to give them the name and contact information of your genetic counselor. This will give them a knowledgeable third party to contact with questions that they may not want to ask you. It may also be especially beneficial when communicating information about VHL to teens. Communication. Research shows that children and teenagers want their parents to engage in open and honest discussions about genetic conditions. Having a conversation about VHL means children can ask questions and have their parents answer them informatively and accurately. Openness also provides opportunities for children to use their parents as role models for their own coping with VHL. While disclosure of a genetic condition may improve family cohesion and strengthen familial bonding, it can be hard for parents to talk about something like VHL with their children. They might feel guilty, afraid, or just not know how to bring it up. Talking with children about VHL. Regardless of whether the child has VHL or a sibling and/or parent has VHL, talking with children about VHL can be a difficult and emotional conversation to have. There can be many reasons why a parent would not want to talk to their child about VHL. Many feel that they need to protect their child from this type of information. Parents may also feel guilty or like they have no control over the situation. There are always things that are out of our control, such as whether or not a parent passes on a VHL gene mutation to their child. But it might help to focus on the things one can control. Work on being present within relationships, using good coping skills, and taking care of oneself. Teach children valuable skills and lessons about coping with VHL by setting a good example. Children tend to model the behaviors of important adults in their lives. While one may feel guilty about taking any time for oneself, it is nearly impossible to take care of others effectively if not also taking care of oneself. Focusing on one's needs and health will not only help one to be a better parent, it will also help teach children about the importance of self-care. Someone may have good intentions for why they do not want to tell their child about VHL. But it is important to understand that keeping secrets can do more harm than good and lead to feelings of isolation, betrayal, and may ultimately stunt the family relationship instead of protect it. Children start to understand the world around them at a very young age. It is important to be honest with them. They need to know the truth about their health or the health of a loved one. Otherwise, they will think the worst. Being ready to talk to your child. There is no right or wrong answer for how and when to have this conversation. A parent knows their child best. It is up to the parent to decide when it is the right age for that individual child to learn about VHL. If the patient has been diagnosed with VHL very recently, they may not be ready to talk. Wait until everyone is over the initial period of shock. Time is needed to process this news first, before one can talk to them in a helpful or meaningful way. Is it possible to easily describe why telling the child will be beneficial? If one is able to acknowledge and verbalize the benefits of telling the child, they are ready to have this conversation. Is it possible for the child to have emotional space? The child needs to be listened to. One cannot just talk at them and try to fix the problem with words and reassurances. This needs to be a two-sided conversation. Tips for talking with kids. Listen and build on what the child already knows. Have the child tell you what they know or think they know. Then correct any misinterpretations they might have. Let them know their feelings are okay. Be understanding if they are upset, angry, sad, or scared. Remind them that no matter what happens, they are loved. Ask them how they feel and what they are worried about. If they are young, ask them to draw a picture or play with dolls to show you how they feel. Use honest, simple, and age-appropriate language. Avoid euphemisms, such as calling a tumor a boo-boo. If someone has passed away, do not say that they are sleeping. Do not give false hope or make promises that can't be kept. Allow the child to tell you how much or how little they want to know. This conversation does not need to be one big talk. There might be one initial conversation about VHL, followed by other shorter conversations. A small card with a brief description of VHL. Consider giving children who may not be able to describe VHL, but are living with effects that are apparent to others, a small card with a brief description of VHL and how it has affected them. You may also want to include a link to VHL.org. Being a self-advocate. An effective self-advocate is someone who is good at letting other people respectfully know what he or she is thinking, feeling, and needing. Sometimes self-advocacy means helping other people understand what is important to you. Other times it can mean asking for help when you really need it. Being a self-advocate means understanding one's own wants and needs. Things might not always work out, but having the skills and confidence to communicate any needs is an important first step in reaching a goal. Tips for talking with doctors. Take control. Patients may want to talk to their parents about practicing independence during medical visits. The patient can let their parents know that they would like to be more involved in medical appointments, answer the doctor's questions, and help make health decisions. Patients should ask for help if they need it. One can practice being independent by spending time alone with their doctor. How to be a healthcare advocate. Communicate about needs and feelings. Ask questions and keep asking them until the information is clear. Ask for help when needed. Become an expert. Learning about VHL is the best way to be an advocate. Try to make healthy lifestyle choices. Have backup. While it is important for the patient to start getting involved in their medical care, that does not mean they have to do everything alone. Think about how the patient can take the lead while still keeping their parents and caregivers involved and in the loop. It can be helpful to have a second pair of ears at appointments to help remember the conversation and explain things one might not have fully understood. Keep a medical diary. In order to provide doctors with the complete and detailed information they need, the patient should keep a medical diary. Keep track of any medical symptoms experienced, questions to ask the doctor at the next appointment, and a schedule with all upcoming appointments and surveillance. Ask the doctors what information they need to ensure that the medical diary is a relevant and helpful tool for health management. Having a medical diary can also help the patient to remember what healthcare professionals tell them. Most people can only remember two or three things they are told, unless they write down the information. The patient should take the medical diary with them and write down the information they need to remember. It is all about the patient. Remember, their needs are the priority. One should tell their doctors what they are worried about or what they want to address. Sometimes healthcare professionals focus on something that they feel is important, even if the patient does not agree. Let them know. One can help redirect their doctors to see the big picture of their life and what they need. Table 5. Medical Communication. The GLAD Approach. Give. Give information about how you are feeling and what you have done to stay healthy. Be honest. If you did not do something that you were supposed to do, or did do something you were not supposed to do, tell your doctor. Also, give your doctor information about how VHL is affecting your life and what your concerns are, now and for the future. Listen. Listen and learn. Listen carefully to your healthcare providers and learn all that you can from them about VHL and what you can do to be healthy. Ask. Ask your doctors the questions you have about your health. If you do not understand what you are being told, tell them, and ask them to explain it in a different way. You can also ask for a pamphlet or printed copy of the information. VHLA, VHL.org, is a good resource for any information that you would like explained. Decide. Decisions need to be made about what to do next at every healthcare visit. Make sure you play an active role in decision-making, since, starting age 18, you are the one who must agree to the plan of care. Do. Do your part in following the plan. End Table 5. Social and personal life. Having a strong network of friends and support can have a positive effect on emotional sense of self. It might be helpful to open up to friends and peers at school and talk about the condition. By sharing information about VHL and answering their questions, one can help friends understand what they are dealing with and why they may have certain limitations. It can also explain why the patient may have so many doctor's appointments. The more one's peers understand about VHL, the more likely they will be sensitive towards the condition, which may help the patient feel more socially accepted. Those affected may also find support through advocacy groups like the VHL Alliance. Others with the same diagnosis can provide valuable insight into how they manage the challenges of having or dealing with VHL. Whether one chooses to share their story and experience, or just listen to what others have to say, everyone is welcome. How to talk about VHL. The decision to share a diagnosis with different people in one's life is personal. It is up to the individual to decide whether or not they want to talk about VHL at all. It is okay to not talk about it. Some people are uncertain about what to say to their peers, and they are nervous about how their relationships may be impacted. Those who do talk to friends often feel that it has been helpful to have people who understand their situation and can support them. The individual is in control of how they share information with others. Some people prefer to be honest and straightforward, while others prefer to joke and be funny. Regardless of the approach, here are some tips to help explain VHL and start the conversation with friends. Keep it simple. Use one's own words and keep it basic, at least in the beginning. There is no need to explain everything at once. People can ask if they want more specific details. Family members can help. It might be helpful to talk to parents or other family members who also have VHL if one is feeling anxious about telling people about the diagnosis. One can practice the conversation with them to get comfortable with what they plan to say. You can also ask them for advice, since one of them has probably had conversations about VHL with their own friends. Do not worry. It might be stressful to tell people, and one might imagine that the news will change relationships, but it will not. It will probably not even be that surprising. Friends and classmates may have already guessed that something is going on. Let friends help. It might be hard for friends to know what to do or say after learning about VHL. They will probably want to help, but might not know how. Letting them know what helps the most will be a relief to everyone. This could include bringing homework to the patient and helping the patient catch up on schoolwork missed for medical appointments, going over to their house, or just being there if they want to talk. Do what is comfortable. Maybe the patient wants to tell your close friends about VHL as soon as they find out about it. Maybe they wait a while to tell them. Maybe the patient does not want to say anything at all. It is up to them. Do whatever feels comfortable. It can be very helpful to have support from friends who know what is going on in their life, but the patient is the one who decides who and when to tell, if at all.